Christos Voskras, Vrisna Voskras, Christ is risen, truly he has risen. This is Father Basil again, hope everyone's doing well, wherever you're listening from. And this is a kind of a cloudy, rainy day, May, early in May, but that's spring, so we expect the rain. And I'm going to be teaching for the first time in a while, so I'll be teaching later today in the school, so that'll be interesting again. Anyways, so on May 3rd, in our Eastern tradition, we commemorate the falling asleep of our Venerable Father Theodosius the Great. And I'm going to read a little bit about who Theodosius the Great was. Our Venerable Father... Bless me. Our Venerable Father Theodosius the Great founded the first Cenobitic monastery in Palestine during the 5th century. He left his monastery to champion orthodoxy when a heresy arose under the Emperor Anastasius. He traveled to Jerusalem, and in the church, he stood at the high place and cried out for all to hear. Whoever does not honor the four ecumenical councils, let him be anathema. For this bold deed, the monk was sent to prison, but soon returned after the death of the emperor. Saint Theodosius accomplished many healings and other miracles during his life, coming to the aid of the needy. Also by his intercession, soldiers were saved from death, and he saved those perishing in shipwrecks and those lost in the desert. Before his death, St. Theodosius summoned to him three beloved bishops and revealed to them that he would soon depart to the Lord. After 3 days, he died at the age of 105. The saint's body was buried with reverence in the cave in which he lived at the beginning of his ascetic deeds. So we could pray the Troparion and Kentakion for Saint Theodosius. Loving the monastic life from your youth, you climbed the summit of virtue. Achieving your goal, you took up life in a cave. Perfecting your life by fasting, you became like an angel. You have enlightened all the Slav lands like a star, O Father Theodosius. Intercede with Christ our God to save our souls. We venerate the star of all the Slav lands today, rising in the east and traveling west. The blessed Theodosius radiated miracles and holiness by his goodness and monastic piety. So, it's interesting when we talk about Saint Theodosius, how he lived a life of monasticism. So that means he lived a life of prayer. And when we think of monastics today, when we think of monks, we think, well, how are they relevant in today's world? How are they relevant in today's society? Well, we need people to pray constantly. We need people to do the work of God constantly, because there's so much in this world that needs prayers. There's so many wars, there's so many violence, destruction, disease, I know, family breakups, the addictions, abuse. So much of that going on in today's world. And if nobody's praying to end these things, how are they going to end? So we need people who are prayer warriors. We need people that come to church every day and pray constantly for the world. And, you know, even though Theodosius was a monk and was usually lived away from other people, he still returned when he heard the the heresies that were going on in the church.
Unknown caller.
And so he was the one that gave life for the world, you know, and asked for that light of Christ to come into the world. And this is so important for us to remember. We need that light of Christ all the time. God bless. Have a good day.